Hello, this is Adam Virgo, and you are listening to the V2 Football Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the V2 Football Podcast. I'm Anthony Kendrick, and as ever, I'm joined by Nick Davey.
Good evening.
And our guest for the show this week is Gary Alexander, who's played at several clubs. And Nick, I know Nick's got a few questions, so over to you, Nick.
Yeah, hi Gary. We'll start off with your earlier career. What was it sort of like coming through the West Ham setup? I think that's where you started your career, I believe, mate.
Yeah, no, it was very good to say. I was lucky to sort of get picked up. I didn't get picked up till 17. I was playing the cup final and I was asked to go on trial, and I went and played a game, and I actually had to come off with a head injury. But I was lucky enough that they'd seen enough and now offered me a scholarship.
Oh, that's, yeah. So it's, was there any sort of famous players in the academy when you were coming through? I know obviously you're a big name yourself in the Football League, but any other sort of big names that you remember playing with back in the day?
Yeah, well, I was lucky enough to obviously play with Carrick, Cole, people like that. We played in the same sort of Premier Youth League side, and year above you had Ferdinand, Lampard, people like Lee Hodges, Manny O'Neill, so there was plenty of top quality players in and around the West Ham side at the time I was there.
Ah, quality. Obviously, moving on from in your later career, I know one spell that you were fantastic, and I certainly remember seeing you play at this football club. Also, it was at Leyton Orient, and why did it sort of go so well there? I mean, that was sort of the, I think you scored the most goals in your career. What was sort of it about Leyton Orient that sort of, well, why it all went so well?
To be honest, it was close to a good manager, Paul Brough, signed me there, and Martin Lynn took over. I just seemed to thrive under Martin Lynn. You know, it was a club that gave me an opportunity. I was playing up north at Hull at the time. I needed to get back to London. They gave me the opportunity, and I spent 4.5 years there, and had many great times there. You know, scoring the goals, and it's a tremendous club. It's just a shame to see the way things are going at the moment.
Yeah, we've discussed obviously Leyton Orient quite a bit this year, and yeah, it seems to be the sort of idiotic owners really there, and as I say, they're in sort of dire straits. They've got smashed 6-0 on Saturday, Sheffield United, and it all just seems to be a bit of a mess really. I think they're just second from bottom in League Two, and I just really hope they can sort of find a way to work out. They've got some great supporters there, Leyton Orient, and
we get a few of them come over to us at Greenwich. Obviously, John Mackey's my assistant. He was captain when we got promoted at Leyton Orient too, my assistant at Greenwich. And yeah, we get quite a few Leyton Orient fans come over, and I've still got many friends over there.
Oh, that's good. It's good to see. And as I say, I think the one thing Leyton Orient said this year, there's been a lot of stuff I haven't really got with the Dean Cox sort of situation. And the sort of management, they've been chairman, sort of be a bit like the Leeds chairman, sort of sacking managers willy nilly. It just all seems to be a bit of a mess there. Another club that you obviously are at is Mill. What was it like signing for them? So, am I right in saying I think you're a big fan of them as a boy?
Yeah, no, I used to go and watch an awful lot of them, you know, and it was a ground that I was brought up not far from, and the opportunity to come on the South London lad, obviously, playing 4.5 years over Leyton Orient, it was a chance to come back to South. And when we all come, it was a club I was never going to turn down. I was out of contract for Leyton Orient, and I just felt it was time to move on.
Yeah, I mean, one goal that I think everyone obviously remembers you by, and was that, in my opinion, the best ever goal at Wembley Stadium. Do you still get that whenever you're walking through sort of the streets? Do people always sort of remind you about that goal against Scunthorpe?
Yeah, to be honest, whenever you speak to any Mill fan, they always, that's the first thing they say, obviously bringing that goal up. Something I'll never forget, I'll always remember it. Obviously, the result I won't, obviously don't want to remember, but you know, it's something that can carry with me for the rest of my life, the goal I scored, you know, and they've always reminded me of their sack, I'll be proud of.
With that goal, I mean, I was watching a bit of a YouTube clip just before you came on, and sort of, was it just instincts alone? As soon as you hit it, as soon as you hit it, did you know exactly that was going in the back of the net?
Yeah, you could see I caught it well, and like, as I said, it's not often you hit a volley that well. I don't think I've struck a ball that well in my whole career, you know, and lucky enough it happened to be on that day at Wembley, which is a dream come true.
Yeah, no, it's a fantastic goal, and I think, yeah, I mean, it was just, I say, in my opinion, the best goal was at Wembley, I think for a while, especially in the playoffs. Moving away now from the playing side of things. So, Bam, how did you end up at Greenwich then? Because I know, obviously, I think your last sort of professional club was Burton Albion, if I'm right in saying. How did you sort of end up?
I decided to retire from my career at Burton, and I decided to call it a day from the professional game. I had a couple of offers to sort of stay, and I decided to call it a day. Someone just mentioned Gwyneth Barrow. I just wanted to play and just enjoy football. Like, obviously, I've enjoyed football with my job, but I just wanted to play with no pressure and just obviously spend more time with my family. And someone said that Gwyneth Barrow was a decent club, and I got in touch, spoke to the chairman, and I signed for them as a player. I was there a year and a half, and then obviously I offered me a job.
Yeah. Well, with Greenwich this season, I mean, you got promoted last season, all right? Now you're second in the league, 5 points off behind Dorking. How do you feel the season's going? I must say, I did see you play actually. Well, I saw your team play about a month ago, maybe a couple of months ago, away at Lewis. You won 4-2. I thought Greenwich were the best team. I mean, I sometimes get down to watch Lewis play when I'm not at the Albion games. Well, Greenwich class, I thought they just looked the class above Lewis, and in my opinion, they looked at a run in Premier League and come from South Side. I mean, there's some players in there that were Glenn Wilson and Bradley Pritchard, Charlie McDonald. They could all probably do a job in the National League.
I've managed to build a good squad. That performance that night was the first 45 minutes, especially playing against Lewis, which was probably the best couple we've played, you know, and we put in performances quite regularly, but it's just maybe it lasts 90 minutes, you know. Like you said, you've mentioned players there, I've managed to get in and just purely because of my contact, their respect for me, you know. A lot of people say, oh, Greensboro's got this, Greensboro's got that. Actually, you could put a record straight, Greensboro don't have that. You know, it's all done within a budget, which isn't bad. I know it's not the biggest budget in the league, it's certainly close to bigger budgets, and you know, I'm lucky to have contact with football, what gives me heads up on these players, and many of these players I've actually played with, which I know are still hungry to succeed, i.e. Charlie McDonald, Peter Sweeney, players like that, they're still hungry, you know, so they definitely do at these levels.
Sure, I must just say, I just heard you say about the budget thing, so you say it's not the biggest in the league?
No, by a long shot, certainly not.
Oh, crikey. No, sorry, I don't sound surprised, I don't mean to... When I was at the Lewis game, I could hear a lot of sort of muttering around. People said, they've got money falling out their ears, sort of thing. I must admit, I sort of presumed it when I see him play like Bradley Pritchard.
If I'm being honest, Lewis just took a player on loan where I could have took him on loan, but I couldn't afford him. So I'm not going to name players, you know, it's not fair to name players, but obviously.
Yeah.
I was told what it was on, and I said that I won't be able to yet. So obviously Lewis have, and I know that Welling would want their full sort of money for that player, and I couldn't afford it. So
okay, mate. No, sorry, I didn't mean to get into all the budget sort of.
It's just totally not true. The budget people talk about, it's totally not true, and I'd imagine there'd be plenty of clubs with a bigger budget than us in that league. It's just obviously I have players in there which I want to get down because of my contacts, because the respect they have for me and the respect I have for them, so I'm lucky in that.
It's good to hear, and because I was having a discussion with a Mill supporter, who was sort of saying that about players, they just solely go to clubs for money. I think it was more about the professional players, because I know obviously when you join Mill, a lot of us have been very, I mean, a lot of sentimental value for you. But that's good to know that obviously players in non-league aren't just going to a club willy nilly for the money and giving it.
I wouldn't want to play above the odds. I know what level we're at. I speak to the chairman regularly. I know what level we're at. And since myself and John have come in, we've probably knocked the budget down in terms of what it used to be and things like that. And we know the level, and we know what people deserve and what sort of money should be paid. And we don't see why it should spiral out of control.
No, it's good to know, mate. So I think, as I say, that night I thought Greenwich did play some really good football. And as I say, I haven't been down to Lewis many times this season, but I've seen them play a bit in the Ryan Premier last season. I mean, there were many dissimilarities with the team at the top of the Ryan Premier and yourselves. But you are second in the league. How do you sort of feel the season is going as a whole of the season? Are you satisfied, or do you want that little bit more from the players, or if anything, are you punching above your weight?
No, we're always striving for success. Always looking to improve. To be fair, we had a slow start. We lost two of our first three games. We had a good chat within the dressing room, and we sort of said how we want to work. We brought in players and sort of said to them that you're the player that I brought in. I put trust in you, but at the same time, you've got to give nine-game winning run, what Thor would take over at the top of the league, you know, and Dorking are one of the sides that will beat us, who are a very good side, you know. So we've got a game in hand on them, 5 points behind, but we'll just keep moving along week in, week out, and see where it takes us.
Yeah, sure. So Dorking's a surprise. Dorking have a sort of undoing come up from the county league as well, like yourselves really, over the last few years, and Dorking, they've got a lot of good young players there. I think they've had Tom Tolfield over the years, who's been banging them in the cup. So I think you and Greenwich, I think that should be a, I think that you two will be sort of, I think it'll be a very good win. I don't know, have you played Dorking yet this season?
Yeah, we lost to them on the first day of the season. We lost to them down at their place. So,
yeah.
But looking at some of the sides, I'd say anyone in the top half at the moment can probably put a run together and schedule winners. The Hastings, you've even got Loser on a run now, you know, so you can't discard anyone. Probably the top 9 or 10 will all fancy their chances of either winning the league or making the playoffs.
Absolutely, yeah. Obviously, we're going to discuss it in full length in a bit with the FA Cup, but I think I'm right in saying that you guys crashed out at the in the first qualifying round to Walton Casuals 3-2. Was that obviously extremely disappointing for you? And sort of talk us through that game. What happened in that game, mate?
Yeah, no, it was obviously disappointing to lose any game. I don't want to lose any football match. Obviously, I have to accept the defeat. A difficult day, to be fair, because of the Friday I had 10 men. And if you look at my bench, people wouldn't know anyone. I had kids on the bench that day, so I couldn't change anything. We was 2-0 up. Andy Gale's a good friend of mine, so I know that he's a good coach and a capable manager. He's put a good side together down there. But we was 2-0 up, cruising, to be fair. Conceded a goal late in the first half, and second half again, you know, there were a few harsh words because they came out and outran us, and that's not what happened to my teams, and it did on that day. But as I said, we responded straight after by going to win league fixtures, so it was sometimes a good learning curve to get a knockback like that.
Yeah, no, first. Yeah, as I say, I was, if anything, I know it's a heap, but I say, Walton Casuals, they're another one who's sort of been in the running south for a while, and they've got quite a strong team together there, I believe. Got some big, powerful forwards, I understand. I think that's about all the questions I think I've got that answer. I don't know if you've got any you want to ask.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, as a player, if you've got any memories of the FA Cup, if there's anything, you know, any goals you scored or anything memorable, really?
The FA Cup, we beat Fulham in the FA Cup at Craven Cottage when they were in the Premier League. So late in our end, we went there and knocked them out. And then we drew Charlton in the fourth round. And we was unlucky not to beat them. We probably should have won on day. We ended up getting beat 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
That was my time at Leighton Orient. And I remember as an 18-year-old at Exeter, we drew Everton at St James's Park, 3-0-0, and took them back to Goodison Park and took them to Farnborough winner in about the 87th minute to knock us out. But it's something you remember.
Uh-huh. Okay. What was the other thing? Yeah, I just want to ask, we've discussed it earlier, but with Burton Albion, I know you were there for a bit. I'm not sure if you were there when Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank was there, but I just wondered what your thoughts are on him being sacked as QPR boss.
No, to be honest, I wasn't there under Jimmy, obviously, when Gary Rowett left, he took over, but he's done a fantastic job at Burton. No, and he's probably down to him where they are today, you know, in terms of the squad he built and things like that. And Burton are doing well in the Championship now. And obviously, Jimmy sees QPR as a bigger job and a better job, and he took that opportunity. But we see our management is. It's ruthless at all levels, to be honest. If you don't get results, you end up getting the axe. And unfortunately for Jimmy, that's what's happened. But as I said, I'm sure he'll bounce back, and he's proved his credentials before, and I'm sure he'll go and do it again somewhere else.
Thanks for listening to the show tonight. You can follow us on Twitter at V2Football. You can also check out our website, v2football.com. I don't know if there's any social media or anything you want to promote, Gary?
No, obviously, if people are on here and listening, if they can get following Greenwich Borough, then great. We're trying to build the club and trying to grow as sort of fast as we can, you know. And we are on Twitter at G Borough FC. So we can get following them, and that'd be fantastic, and we'll get the support up there.
We'll put the link in the description so you can check that out. Yeah, thanks for listening. It's good night from me, and good night from my guests, Nick Davey and Gary Alexander.
Thank you very much. Good night.